The Midwest has new neighbors, armadillos. As the climate warms, the animals are marching north, forcing communities to adjust to an unexpected newcomer. Farah Anderson reports.
Alan the armadillo is kind of a big deal. At just over 5 pounds, he's a permanent resident at Second Chances Wildlife Center in northern Kentucky. The rescue took in its first armadillo 6 years ago. That meant its founder, Brigitte Brouillard, had to learn fast. She didn't know how to care for an armadillo, let alone convince one to swallow pills. In his room at the rescue, Alan gets a warm greeting from Brouillard. As armadillos move farther into the Midwest, caring for them has become part of her job.
By default, I had to learn how to care for these guys.
And it's easy to see why. More and more armadillos are starting to call Indiana home, one of four Midwestern states, along with Illinois, Missouri, and Kentucky, where the species is now considered established. Warmer winters are helping them survive farther north, and experts say as people reshape the landscape, it's getting easier for armadillos to spread. Agustin Jimenez, a zoology professor at Southern Illinois University, researches how armadillos affect the environments they move into. Jimenez says scientists sometimes refer to them as ecosystem engineers.
They are like sort of handymen because they dig all of these burrows and then other animals use them.
They adapt easily and eat a wide variety of foods, which helps them move between different environments. At the rescue, Alan loves mealworms and eats them quickly out of Brouillard's hand. The U.S. Geological Survey now believes there are breeding populations in central Indiana. That means the animals aren't just passing through, they're settling in. Indiana now has an estimated 200 armadillos. Scientists are still studying how this shift might affect ecosystems, but one thing is already clear. Armadillos aren't facing much pushback from natural predators in the Midwest, like coyotes and bobcats. Brad Westrich is a mammalogist with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources. He says most of Indiana's armadillo sightings have happened in just the last few years. With fewer threats, armadillos may have an edge over smaller species that also feed on insects.
But I think we're going to see just a population that doesn't have a huge predation pressure, and they'll be able to grow and expand rapidly.
But the relationship between humans and armadillos is complicated. Jimenez says the early excitement of spotting them in new places doesn't last long.
The honeymoon phase kind of like passed very quick, and people were super fascinated by them making T-shirts. But then by now, that is like, hey, get this animal out of here.
He predicts as the animals reproduce and spread, people will grow less welcoming of their new neighbors. That's already true for some wildlife rescues. Armadillos are often injured by cars or attacked by dogs, which means they end up needing care. Alan came to Second Chances after a dog attack left deep slashes across his shell. He also has a rare blood condition and needs a transfusion. That's left Brouillard with a lot to manage.
Really, it's a miracle that he is alive right now. He's on so many supplements, a very, very strict diet, very specific diet. So he is one of the more high-maintenance animals that we have now.
And word has spread. Brouillard says she even gets calls from other rehabbers asking if she can take their armadillos too. Part of Brouillard's quest is to clear the name of the armadillo, which is often associated with leprosy. It's true, they can carry it, but cases in the U.S. are rare, and the disease is treatable with antibiotics. She now takes him to schools and libraries, teaching people about the animals and not to be scared of their new neighbors.
If they can see him in this light, they're going to look at them a little bit different and hopefully save other little armadillos down the road.
For now, Alan is soaking up the attention and the heat from his space heater. I'm Farah Anderson,